In today's regional news and Wiesbaden Radio Report, World War I soldier laid to rest, and 2nd MDTF says goodbye. Sergeant Austin Baker has the story.
In a historic moment, the remains of an American soldier from World War I have been laid to rest after 105 years. The American Battle Monuments Commission, along with French and U.S. officials, conducted the burial at Voisin American Cemetery in France, marking the first interment since 1932. The soldier's remains were discovered last year by a local while digging a fresh gravesite, along with artifacts like a helmet, a stretcher, a trench knife, and an unreadable dog tag. Although the soldier's identity remains unknown, it was determined that he died in July of 1918 during the fight for Valers-sur-Ferret. The burial was conducted with full military honors and a Purple Heart alongside the soldier's 6,012 comrades at the cemetery. The inscription on his grave reads, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Reporting from Wiesbaden, I'm Sergeant Austin Baker.
In local news, yesterday the first ever commander of the 2nd Multi-Domain Task Force relinquished command after standing up the unit 2 years ago. Since taking command, the 2nd MDTF has exponentially grown their capabilities, supporting operations across the European theater. Outgoing commander, Brigadier General John Byram, shares some remarks on the occasion.
I'm sad to leave the formation. I love them. I love the mission and the people. And I think it actually is a real world mission where you get to make a difference every day. It's been a true pleasure being part of it.
Byram also noted that the soldiers and leaders in the unit are among the most talented he's ever served with. And that's your Wiesbaden Radio Report. I'm Specialist Theodosius Santolov. We'll